Welcome to the Professional Insight Podcast. Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
And watching.
Appreciate you guys all tuning in, and to our sponsors, Brand Boulevard. If you want anything branded, go to brandboulevard.ca. My name is Brandon Curry.
I'm Jeff Collins.
Josh Bond.
And Trevor Lindy.
That was honestly the most cheesiest plug, but you know what? I you know, they're good buddies of ours, and we and great sponsors. So I'm just gonna make a tagline for them because they haven't given us a tagline. So it doesn't matter.
Or a logo for that matter.
Or a logo. Bloody
guys. Yeah, we need a logo.
So you land it, we'll brand it. There you go. Oh, there you go.
Hey, where's royalties? Did the Bridge and Corey stuff that I saw you Jill wearing online, did that come from Brand Boulevard or somewhere else?
No, I've never heard anything from Brand Boulevard. They phoned me a couple of times and never left a message or
Hold on a second. Bridge and Corey's got swag.
And my wife got some t-shirts for the worker guys just to have it on there, and then I made her give me a golf shirt.
Oh, and we don't have a golf shirt?
I just got one. Nice.
That's not Bridge and Corey. That's Nike.
Yeah.
Because Nike gets some of their remittances. If we get our money from the CRA ever, then we'll get it. They owe us like close to $225,000 in HST rebates.
Wow.
You think they want to give that out during COVID? No.
No. Okay. So
let's get to the topic at hand.
Topic at hand. I sent you guys an article. I believe Trevor was via email, right? That it hit, or
we didn't read it.
Okay.
We were waiting to hear it from you.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was waiting for.
So, as we're recording, this is September 2020. Just so you guys, people have reference on when this is a topic of conversation. The provincial government is in the works right now of basically regulating the financial services industry, which, in my opinion, is way long overdue. Way long overdue. And they're going to be regulating a bunch of different things, but one of the main things is titles on what you can do. And there hasn't been really any decision as of yet what you're allowed to do. But as of right now, if Jeff Collins walks into a financial institution, and we will not name any financial institutions right now, but they walk into a financial institution and he goes, I need to speak to someone about my investments, or I need to speak to someone about anything, right, for that matter. They will flip him over potentially to a, and then Trevor, you can chime in on this because you've been in the banking and credit union stream as well.
Yep.
They can be referred over to a financial advisor. Now, the person looks at that title and goes, financial advisor. Great. Now, what the banks have done, and typically, if I say that I'm an advisor, I'm an advisor to Jeff Collins, or I'm an advisor to Trevor Lindy or Josh Bond. If I use the word advisor with ER at the end, that just means I'm advising you. That just means I'm just advising you. I'm just your advisor. That's all that means. But if I use the term advisor with OR at the end, I'm a licensed advisor in the province of Ontario. Meaning I'm allowed to sell products. But to the end user, to the client, the person that actually matters the most, they don't understand that difference. And they're never told that difference. And Trevor,
didn't know the difference.
I was going to say, can I chime in on this one?
Yeah, so Trevor, can you chime in?
So the reality is, if you walk into a lot of those financial institutions, those financial advisors are not, and this is the part that really bothers me about Brandon and my licensing body. They really don't do enough to regulate the banks. The banks and the credit unions are not regulated, and it's wildly I shouldn't say they're not regulated. They absolutely are regulated. But basically what happens is the bank will say is regulated and they're licensed so they can use the title financial advisor, right? And they put those nameplates on everybody's door saying financial advisor, OR, 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 right? Along the way. But heaven forbid Brandon not be licensed and educated to use the OR spelling of advisor. He's going to be hung out to dry and have a ton of issues with our licensing body and get himself in hot water for doing it.
So what they're doing right now is by hopefully, I mean, COVID right now has really, really delayed a lot of bills and a lot of stuff being passed.
Sure.
But hopefully by the end of 2021, they're not only going to be regulating a financial advisor, financial consultant. They will be regulating financial planner, all of these things. And you will not be able to use. So because I'm a chartered life underwriter, which I've addressed in previous podcasts. And so to our listeners, the chartered life underwriter for a client facing, for the most part, for the client facing stream of our industry, someone who deals with the clients on an everyday basis, it is the highest designation in Canada and worldwide, because you have to do the certified financial planning course, all those courses, plus an additional 3 courses in order to write the chartered life underwriting designation.
And you've got this.
I have the CLU designation. If it wasn't for COVID, I would also be writing the CFP exam, but because, as you can all imagine, COVID had canceled the exam in June, they punted us to November 2020. It's a double, it's a gong show right now. Them trying to figure that out.
Can you do it online?
CFP is Certified Financial Planner? Or?
Correct. Yes.
Can you do yours online? I'm doing my broker exam
on the 15th. So you can. So I'm going to address that too. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
No, and the reason why I say that is because I initially did.
Okay.
And then they said, you can write it in person, which I kind of prefer to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there is it's a 6-hour final exam.
Ooh.
So it's 3 hours on, 1 hour off, 3 hours on. And the 3 hours, the 2-3 hour exams are mutually exclusive to each other. So once you've done the 3 hours, you're done. That's it. You can't go back. It's not like you have a continuous time to do it.
Yeah.
And it's all done on the computer. And what happens if you have so my whole thing is you get to rank the location. So you can go Hamilton, Kitchener-Waterloo, Toronto. You get to rank your top 3. Well, in a normal situation, I most likely would have gotten Hamilton. Fine. But in today's day and age, I was not guaranteed Hamilton. I was not even guaranteed Kitchener-Waterloo. I could have been in downtown Toronto for all I know.
Okay.
So then I elected potentially to go and write online. Again, it's your own computer. What happens if the internet cuts out? There's no proctor. There's no one verifying that this actually happened. You run out of power. Like
you have to have like the webcam on you. Yes. And I'll let you scan the room. And I got to do one on the 15th. I think Trevor did one already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, you basically have to put your ID in front of the camera and you got to pick your laptop up and show the desk in front of you that they have no information there. And it's kind of neat. It actually uses AI that if your eyes look away like this, there's the possibility of an actual in-person proctor to watch you on your webcam to see, oh, is he just looking at, is he cheating? Or did he just happen to look away from the screen for a minute?
What if a cat jumps on your lap?
What's that?
Cat jumps on your lap or something.
Right. Well,
that's just it, right?
Well, my whole thing is, I don't want to be a guinea pig for this brand new option that's happening. So I decided to, you know what, fine. June was canceled. There's no in-person. I'm going to go to 2021, fine. But I'm already a chartered life underwriter, which by Sun Life's designations, Sun Life's recognitions, I'm in their eyes already a certified, I'm already a financial planner. They made that decision years ago that if you work at Sun Life, you have either the CLU or the CFP, you can use the term financial planner. The province, when Ontario passes this, will be the second province in Canada only to pass this legislation. Quebec is in the process of doing it right now. So it'll be the second or the third out of 10. So the other one is Saskatchewan that did it a couple years ago. This is important because this reiterates people that are calling themselves financial planners and financial advisors or financial consultants. And all they've got is just the license from the Ontario body to sell, which is just it takes you a couple weeks to study. And the next thing you know, you've got your license. Well, you're not a financial planner. You don't have any knowledge whatsoever. I can tell you because I have that license to sell. You are not told on how to, you know, the complex. I mean, Bondo, you and I have had several conversations around trusts, buy-sell agreements, you know, the crisscross method, the promissory note versus the share redemption. I know all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like how to incorporate and how to write the buy-sell and then how to have that funded by the corp and how it flows through the capital dividend account. I'm telling you right now, you do not touch that at all, not even a remotely close in the LLQP or the mutual fund course.
Yeah.
So
what are the numbers like then? How many people are advisors versus advisors?
There's tons of people that are ERs.
Yeah, compared though, like how many ORs?
I wouldn't even know.
Well, think about it like this, Collins. At any bank, regardless, RBC, Scotia, TD, BMO, CIBC, Meridian Credit Union, Penn Financial, there is, at the very least, within the credit union world, there's usually one, if not two, mutual fund licensed agents in each branch. In the banking world, like within the big five, there is typically every single sales representative in the branch that is mutual fund licensed. So a lot, like the bigger branches, small branches, usually one to two, medium branch, always three, and then bigger branches, you're looking at like five.
What I'm saying though is an advisor is a much more prestigious designation, more or less, right?
Yeah, but all they've got is the provincial license to sell. That's all
they've
got. Yeah,
they only have their mutual fund license to sell.
They don't have the education that I've got behind my name to say that I'm actually at the end of it all, what's looking at probably happening is you're probably going to get something like people that are going to turn around and say, well, you're allowed to say a financial consultant or a sales consultant, but you won't ever be able to say financial advisor ever because you don't have any designations behind your name.
But back to what I said before, don't you think that because the banks do a wonderful job lobbying the government?
Yes.
Don't you think that the banks will fight it tooth and nail so that they can still use that title for their branch representatives? I think they will.
I think they will. I think you'll probably come to some sort of agreement where it might be like a financial consultant, but not financial advisor or definitely not financial planner. They're not going to go off of financial planner, not even close.
But that term isn't used as widely in the banking world.
Right.
In the banking world, in my experience, if somebody has PFP or CFP on their nameplate, it's because they're educated, they're licensed, they're allowed to have it. The banks, the banks and the credit unions don't put a CFP or a PFP. So personal financial planner for those listening or certified financial planner, they don't put those on the, on somebody's business card or nameplate for fun.
Generally speaking, once you have an acronym, it's a designation it's a designation that's obtained through a self-regulating body.
Right.
Right. Yes. So an advisor, I mean, OR or ER, neither of them are regulated in that sense. So I think that's why you're seeing a division now, right? Because it creates that ambiguity to the public. Because, listen, I consider myself somewhat intelligent. and informed, and I had
at least you do
never really directed my mind to the ER OR. What's that?
I'm just busting your balls.
What are you busting the balls about, Travis?
So I just think that's just something that people need to be aware of right now, that, this is massive change, which is change that's long overdue. And quite frankly, it does matter because people are giving advice. Like I was on a website the other day on someone that I'm just trying to be very general right now, a person that I like, you know, and whatever, but they've gone around. You know, no, they're a nice individual. Like I'm not, you know, and I don't think
you're not trying to chastise them.
And I don't think they do anything nefarious at all. However, they have said to other select clients that they are a financial planner or they're a financial advisor. And I went to their website. There are no designations after their name. I went into the About Me section. All they've got is their life license, which does allow them to sell segregated funds from a investing perspective, and a ton of insurance, but they can't sell mutual funds. So they're going around saying that they're this, that, and then I had to educate the client again, all over again, the differences between what our firm has to offer and what we can do versus what that person can do. And that is your main difference. And so that's huge, right? And you know,
like comparing a doctor to someone who took a weekend first aid course, basically.
Yeah. It's like going around and a better analogy would be something like saying a nurse practitioner going around calling themselves a doctor. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I love nurse practitioners. I think that's or a pharmacist, you know, your wife, Josh, is a pharmacist, and they're going around saying, I'm a doctor. Well, no, you're not. You're not a doctor. You're not a doctor. I'm sorry. A doctor requires a couple more years of education. Yes,
technically speaking, they don't. Pharmacists go to school for 8 years.
No, but I mean, I'm not PAs.
Physicians, 100%.
Is what?
I thought we were going to talk about chiropractors.
Paralegal lawyer.
A paralegal lawyer. That's another one, right? Like I'm a lawyer. Yeah. I can represent you. No, you're not. Yeah. So there's nothing against that, but the problem is though, those industries have already regulated themselves. So everybody knows, oh, that's a paralegal. Right. This is a lawyer.
These are the requirements that you've got to do to get that designation.
This is a pharmacist. This is a physician's assistant. This is a nurse. This is a doctor. We kind of get it. Like, whereas in our world, and we're dealing with people's money, we're dealing with people's livelihoods. So I don't guarantee rates of return or anything of that nature, but there's a big difference, like on the knowledge that we have to know and the CE credits that we have to keep up, and it's insane. So I don't know. I just think that's just something very important for people to understand and to know. And Trev, like anything else you want to add? Because you came from the financial institution background, right?
Yeah, no, like I was just saying that my gut tells me they're going to try and lobby. They're going to try and lobby hard so that they can still use the term. So I almost, what does it become? Maybe the term becomes abolished altogether, right? It's tough to say.
Right.
You can't use it either.
Yeah, right. Maybe that ends up being the case. I don't know.
Right. So that's it. That's basically what I wanted to get people on about. We're 20 minutes actually right on the dot right now.
Yes, sir.
So I want to end it and so I don't bore anybody. thanks everyone for listening. Thank you very much for our sponsors. Thanks very much for our listening in and to our sponsors, Brand Boulevard. My name is Brandon Curry.
I think we already did that, but I'm Jeff Collins.
Josh Bond.
And Trevor Lindy.
I don't think we say that at the end ever, do we?
Well, we have today. Stay in for
Thanks everyone. Bye.